This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new analysis of foreclosures between 2005 and 2009 by researchers at Cornell found that mostly black and mostly Latino neighborhoods lost homes at rates approximately three times higher than white areas. In 2013, the median white family had net assets of $142,000, compared with $11,000 for the median black family, according to the Pew Research Center. The difficulty in closing that gap is compounded by the fact that the median income for black households is just 60% that of whites. Left parties in Spain, led by Podemos, made significant gains in regional elections and could end up determining the governing coalitions in the largest three cities, Madrid, Barcelona, and Valencia. More than 38% of female soldiers report depressive symptoms after deployment, compared with 32% of men. Women are 10 times more likely to have reported serious sexual harassment. Army data show that the suicide rate for female soldiers tripled during the deployment to 14 per 100,000 from 4 per 100,000 back home, unlike the rate for men, which rose more modestly. Survey by AT&T finds that 27% of drivers aged 16 to 65 reported using Facebook, and 14% reported using Twitter while driving. 30% said they posted to Twitter while driving all the time. 10% say they video chat while driving. 17% take selfies. In Milwaukee County, more than half of African American men in their 30s have served time in state prison. According to Ian Hewitt's annual survey on salaried employees' compensation, the share of payroll budgets devoted to straight salary increases sank to a low of 1.8% in the depths of the recession. It dropped to 4.3% in 2001 from a high of 10% in 1981. It has rebounded modestly since recession, but still only rose 2.9% in 2014, the survey of 1,064 organizations found. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.